From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Arab media is reporting scattered clashes around the southern Yemeni capital of Aden. The fighting is happening between forces loyal to the exiled president Abd Rabdu Mansur Hadi and southern separatists. As correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo, 16 people have been reported killed and 142 wounded in 2 days of fighting.
In a second day of clashes, forces loyal to Yemeni President Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi exchanged gunfire with southern separatist fighters around key government buildings Monday in Yemen's southern interim capital of Aden. Arab media reports several official government buildings are in the hands of the separatists, but that a standoff prevails between the two sides in most places. Scores were wounded, and at least a dozen people were killed, according to officials loyal to Hadi. Southern Yemeni separatist leader Idrous Zubeidi insists the situation in Aden could not remain as is. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
11 members of the Afghan National Army were killed and 16 others wounded in an early morning attack on a military academy in Kabul. The spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry said the attack is against an army unit providing security for the academy and not the academy itself. Witnesses say the fighting near the Marshal Fahim National Defense University continued after daybreak. 5 suicide bombers carried out the attack. This is VOA News. President Trump says the U.S.